بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد We continue discussing هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الطعام The guidance of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to eating food. Yesterday we discussed the hadith of Umar ibn Abi Salama radiyallahu anhuma, and he was a young boy. He was a little boy and he was under the care of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam because his father died radiyallahu anhu, and after that the Prophet Muhammad married his mother. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who was his mother? Salama. Hind bint Abi Umayyah. Radiallahu anha. And now her son Umar is in the home of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is benefiting from him and he's eating with him. And whenever he was eating, what was his hand doing?
Going everywhere.
Going everywhere. His hand is going everywhere. Well, is that good for somebody's hand to go everywhere, all over the plate, in front of everybody else's food and stuff?
No.
No, that's not good manners. Well, did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam get mad at him?
No.
Did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam leave him with his bad manners and not teach him?
No.
What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do for him? MashaAllah, Allahumma barik, Allahumma barik. He reminded him in a good way. He reminded him in a good way. Now he said, Ya gulam, oh young boy. Oh young boy. Samillah. What's that mean?
Say bismillah.
Say bismillah. Huh? Why do we say bismillah?
So
shaitan won't eat with us. What else? So that Allah would help us. Naam, so that Allah would help us, and also so that Allah will bless us too. Whenever we say Bismillah, that means that we want Allah to help us and to bless us. So we begin with His name. We begin with His name. Whenever we eat, we begin with His name, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we drink, whenever we do any deeds, we say Bismillah, beginning our deeds with His name, because we want Him to help us and we want Him to bless us. Like this in the food. Samillah. And then what did he say after that? Wakul bi?
Eat with
your
right hand.
Yaminik. And eat with your right hand. And eat with your right hand. We've seen who eats with their left hand?
Shaytan.
Shaytan. A'udhu billah. So we don't eat with our left hand. We eat with
our
right hand. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to do, and he used to teach his companions. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also what did he say? Wakul min? Huh? وَقُلْ مِمَّا يَلِيكَ
Don't put your hands
Eat from that which is
close to
you. Eat from that which is close to you. Something that we didn't read from this beneficial hadith yesterday. After this, you know what Umar, he said, radiallahu anhu, and he got big, and then he narrated this narration to the ummah. What did he say after that? Radiallahu anhu, this is a great, great benefit. فَمَا زَادَتْ تِلْكَ طِعْمَتِي بَعْدُ He said, after that, I always used to eat like that. What does that mean? He used to follow the Prophet, Ahsanti, Allahumma barik. That whenever the Prophet would teach them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would learn the guidance from him, and then they would apply it. They would use it, and they would keep on doing it, and they would never leave it. This is one of the great, great problems with knowledge. That some people, after they get the knowledge, they use it sometimes and then they stop using it. They apply it maybe a little bit, and then after that they don't apply it no more. They learn the knowledge and you're not supposed to eat with your left hand, and then they do it 1, 2, 3 times, and then after that they just start eating with their left hand again like they even forgot. That's not nice. That's not good. The knowledge, in order for it to be beneficial, we have to apply it. And we have to remain upon it. The knowledge has to be applied every day. Just like this young boy, what did he say? The way that I ate after that was always this way. Meaning he never left that. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to teach them after that, they will never go back to their old way. Who knows best about how to live? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that's why he was sent to teach us how to live. He was sent by Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who has created all things and given everything its shape and its form. And he is the one who has brought everything into existence, and he is the one we're all returning to. He has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a mercy and a guidance to teach us how to live in a good way. So that whenever we go back to him, we'll go back to him in a good way. Whenever we go back to Allah, we're going to go back. If we follow the Prophet, we go back in a good way. And those who go back to Allah in a good way, they have a good promise. The promise of paradise. And inside Jannah, there are things that no eye has ever seen. And no ear has ever heard. There are so much delightful and good things in Jannah that nobody has even thought about it. Even better than all of that. Even better than all of that. But the only way to get there is to follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in all affairs. In all affairs. May Allah give us success to follow him truthfully, inwardly and outwardly, to be from the true followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Verily Allah, he is kind and he is generous and he is nice to those who obey him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our affairs and to make us good Muslims who obey him and follow his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Likewise, we've seen some benefits. What happens if somebody forgot to say Bismillah? You say Bismillah awwalahu wa akhirahu. Or in another wording, fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. You can say it both ways. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. Aw bismillahi fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. Just come like this. And Abu Dawood, awwaluhu wa akhirahu, and Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah, fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. And all of it is authentic and it has the same meaning. It has the same meaning. So far, barakallahu fikum, we have learned some manners with regards to eating, manners that you're supposed to do before eating. What's that? Before eating, there's manners you're supposed to do. If their hands are dirty, you wash your hands. If they're not dirty, you don't have to wash them though. Before eating, what do? You say Bismillah. Nah, that's right. So this is a manner that you say before eating. Before you eat, you say Bismillah. And then there we learn some manners to do also while you're eating. What do you do? The manners while you're eating, you take from the one that's close to you and you use your right hand. Okay, now today we want to talk about some manners that you do after you're done eating. After you're done eating. What are some of those manners that you do after you eat? Who knows? Huh? Ahsanti. You say, Alhamdulillah. And this is from the best of all manners. This is from the best and the goodest of all manners, the very good manners. After somebody eats, they say Alhamdulillah. What does that mean? Alhamdulillah. What does that mean? Alhamdulillah. Remember, these words, they're not just words, Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, like this. Rather, they have great, great meanings. And they're very, very beneficial for the one who says them good. Naam, ahsanta, Safwan, naam, ahsant. All praises and thanks be to Allah. That's what it means. That's what it means. Alhamd is to praise Allah. Alhamd means to praise Allah. But Allah, he is praised for two things. This might be something good to write down. Allah, he is praised for two things. He's praised, he deserves all praise for his perfect attributes and his perfect life and knowledge. In hearing subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is complete and perfect and he has no deficiencies. He's alive and he never dies. And he hears all things. And even if all the people they talk at one time and they call on him, like in Hajj for example, there's people from America and Indonesia, and there's people from China and Korea, and there's people from Morocco, and there's people from Somalia, and there's people all these different languages, all of them calling on Allah in different languages. And Allah, he hears all of them, and he understands all of them, and he responds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he has the most perfect and complete attributes, no deficiencies whatsoever, alhamdulillah. So he's praised for this. He's praised for this. Al-awwal, al-akhir, al-zahir, al-batin, alhamdulillah. All praises for Allah. Huh? He has no beginning and no ending. And He feeds and He is not fed. And He does not get hungry. And He does not get tired. He's strong. Al-qawi, al-aziz, al-mateen, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But He's also al-kareem, al-wahhab, generous and kind, al-ra'uf, al-raheem, and merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this reason, we praise Him, alhamdulillah. That's the first reason. What's the first reason we praise Allah? Because He has the attributes of perfection. Because He has the attributes of perfection. He has no deficiency. He's not weak. He's strong all the time. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's why we praise Him. That's why He's worthy of all praise. Alhamdulillah. Because He's Rabbil Alameen. Rabbil Alameen. What's the second reason why we praise Allah? Huh? Why? What's the second reason? Huh? To be thankful for what? For His blessings. Ahsanti. We praise Him. Ala ni'amihi wa ala'ihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's praised for His blessings. For His blessings. So then He's praiseworthy for His perfect attributes and also He's praised for His blessings. So the one for His perfect attributes, that means He's praiseworthy. But the one for His blessings, that includes thanks. That includes thanks. We praise Him for His blessings and thank Him also. We thank Him for Islam and we thank Him for guiding us to the Sunnah and we thank Him for giving us the knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah and the way of the Salaf. And we thank Him for allowing us to pray to Him and to worship Him and to prostrate before Him and to bow before Him. And we thank Him for teaching us how to make wudu and how to clean ourselves properly. And we thank Him for teaching us how to eat our food in the manner He likes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank Him for our eyes and our ears and our hands and our health and our family. And our ummi and our abi and our children and our brothers and our friends. We thank Him for so many things. We thank Him for so many things, all of His blessings. So therefore, alhamdulillah, it means all praise and thanks are for Allah alone. We praise Him for two things. For His complete and perfect attributes, He's praiseworthy. Alhamdulillah. And also for all of His blessings that He gives us and He bestows upon us. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's praiseworthy. From those blessings, food. From those blessings, food. So therefore, after somebody has eaten the food, what should they say? Alhamdulillah. This is the very minimum requirement. Anybody who has a hard time learning adhkar, at least he has to say after he eats, alhamdulillah. After he eats or after he drinks, he says, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Praising Allah Azza wa Jalla and thanking Him for that food. And thanking Him for that food. We have a hadith. Listen to this hadith. Hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. Before we read the hadith, would you like Allah to be happy with you?
Yeah.
Would you like Allah to be pleased with you? I know I would love for Allah to be pleased with me. Rather, Allah, He said in His book, Waridwanullahi Akbar. The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. If Allah is pleased with you, nothing can harm you. If Allah is pleased with you, nothing can bother you. If Allah is pleased with you, you have all of the good of this life and the hereafter. Listen to how kind Allah is and how easy it is for Him to be pleased with you. If you just follow Him and His and follow His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Messenger, He says, "Inna Allah la yarda 'anil 'abd." Verily Allah is surely pleased with the slave, with the servant, with the person, and يَأْكُلَ الْأَكْلَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا, that he would eat some food and then praise Him for it. أَوْ يَشْرَبَ الشَّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدَهُ عَلَيْهَا, or take a drink of some drink and give Him praise and thanks for it. Allah is pleased with us if we drink the blessing or we eat the blessing that He has given us. The food is a blessing. Whenever we eat, Allah is pleased with us whenever we eat the blessings that He has provided us. Or whenever we drink from the good blessings that He has provided us. And then after that, we remember Him, that these are blessings from Him. That this food, it came to me from Him. That He is the one who is al-Razzaq, and He is the one who has provided it. And He is also al-Kareem, and He is the one who has given it to me. And He is the one who has allowed me to eat it and blessed it for me. Do you know the food? Where does the food come from? It comes from Allah. Sahih, He's the one who created the food. But let's think about the food for a minute. What kind of food do we like?
The halal food.
The halal food. Allahumma barik. We like the halal food. Ahsanti. MashaAllah. Okay, let's talk about some halal food. What kind of halal food? Like what? Let's get into details. Like, for example, hamburgers. You like hamburgers? What about steaks? Oh, Allahu Akbar. What about shrimp? Shrimp. What about lobster? Lobster. What about samak? Samak, huh? Fish. Oh, we like fish. Tuna. What about chicken? Oh, yes. Yummy. What about turkey? It's all good. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Where did these things come from?
Allah.
Did you know, for example, if you like chicken, you know chicken has feet? Huh? Chicken has feet and feathers. Huh? You know what else? Huh? It has wings, makes noise, has eyes. Huh? Chicken. It flies around, runs around, has babies. You know where chicken comes from? It comes from an egg. Have you seen eggs? Do you like eggs? That's also good food too. How did the chicken get out of the egg? Before that, how did it get in the egg? How did the chicken get in the egg? Then where is the egg at? The egg is in the belly of a... How did the egg get in the belly of the chicken? Of that bird, an egg got in that belly, and then that egg came out of that belly? SubhanAllah. And then what? All of a sudden, inside that egg, another chicken grows? But whenever we eat eggs, we don't see no chickens in there. Huh? Have you ever made eggs for breakfast? Huh? When you open the egg, is there a chicken in there?
No.
What's in there?
Egg yolk.
Egg yolk. There's like some gooey stuff in there. That gooey stuff is good too, right? If you cook it good. Huh? But that gooey stuff, if we open the egg now, the gooey stuff, Allah, He turns that into a live bird. That has blood and bones and eyes and ears. It has a brain. And it has guidance. It knows how to get its food. When it comes out, it doesn't like look around for, you know, it knows what to do. It knows what to do, which is good for it. Al-Hadi, He guides it. Huh? This food, why did Allah create that bird there? So that we can eat it. For us, because it tastes good and it's beneficial. Likewise, the cows, the same way. So many benefits from the cows. Do you like milk? Where does the milk come from? They come from the cows. Can you just go over there with a knife and poke a hole in the cow and get some milk?
No.
Can we chop him up and get the milk out?
No.
How does the milk come? Huh? You got to get it from the way that Allah decreed. It comes from the udder. You have to squeeze it out like this. When it comes out, the milk is all mixed up inside the belly. But it's all mixed up with blood and everything else inside the belly. But when it comes out, how does it come out? White and pure. Allahu Akbar. How can you get the white? It's all mixed up in the belly. All mixed up with all this stuff in the belly. The cow eats this and that. There's blood in the belly and there's other stuff in the belly. That's not nice, right? But whenever the milk comes out, how does it come out? Labanan kharisan sa'iran ash-sharibin. It's very pure. That Allah, He did that for us. Allah, He created that for us. هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا. He created all that for us so that we can benefit, so that we can have milk. Then think about this. What happens? We eat the eggs. We cook the eggs and we eat them. And then we drink the milk. And we eat the chicken. And it goes inside of our body. What happens? That stuff that we just eat, that milk and those eggs and that chicken, it starts to separate. Some of the nutrients, there's nutrients in there. Some of it goes to the blood. Some of it goes to the flesh. Some of it goes to your muscles. Some of it goes to the fat cells in your body. And then you get strong. And then you know what? The bad stuff that's left, what happens? It comes out. It doesn't stay there. It comes out and goes away. Huh? It comes out and goes away. Can you eat the food and make the food beneficial for you? Huh? You do that? Every time you eat, you make it beneficial? Or is Allah making it beneficial for you? Allah makes it beneficial for you. You just put it in your mouth and you eat it. You don't have to do anything else. You just taste it and enjoy it, and it goes in. And after that, Allah Azza wa Jal, He puts barakah in that, and He has created your body to take care of all that for you, and you don't even know it. You don't even know it. You don't even realize it. But if we realize it, what do we say? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. These things like this, they go by people every single day, and they don't think about them. These people, they're heedless. And the people in the hellfire, one of the greatest reasons they're there is because they're heedless. If Allah wants to bless somebody, from the greatest blessings that Allah gives a person is that they will ponder and think about these things. From the greatest blessings that they will think about these things. That they will think about these things. فَلْيَنْظُرْ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِ. Allah commanded mankind, look at his food. فَلْيَنْظُرْ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِ. أَنَّ صَبَبَنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ. We send the rain from the sky and plentiful. وَشَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّ. And we cause the earth to split. And then what happens? Fruits come out and plants come out and trees come out. And then the animals that eat, and then we benefit. And we have tomatoes and carrots. And we have from the animals butter and milk. And all of this is from Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when we eat it, it's beneficial and good. And we become strong and healthy. And our hands work good. And our eyes work good. You know what? If the food doesn't benefit us and we can't have the food, what happens? Your eyes start working so good. And you can't move so quickly. And your bones become weak. And your body becomes weak. And you can't move around. But Allah, He send the rain. And Allah, He provide the food. And then whenever we eat it, we get strong. That's why it's so important to use that strength to thank Him. To praise Him. To obey Him. You know what some people they do? Allah gives them food. Allah makes the food beneficial for them. Allah gives them strength, and they get strong. And then they use their eyes that are so good to look at haram things. A'udhu billah, that's not nice at all. Other people, they Allah makes them strong and provides all their food and everything for them. And then they use their feet and they walk and they do haram things. And they use their hands and they take haram money with it. And Allah gives them mind, and their mind becomes so strong, and they can think so good, and they think how to trick people and deceive them, and they lie to them. That's not good. Huh? That's so bad. That's so bad. But see, people, they don't realize that because shaitan, he makes them not remember. But if you remember Allah and you think about His blessings, then this is such a great benefit. That's why we say that after you eat, the Prophet ﷺ, he will say, Alhamdulillah. And this is from the greatest of blessings. Rather, this is the greatest blessing, to remember Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, after he would eat, he would say, we have a hadith, the hadith of Abi Ayyub al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu. He said, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wasallam إِذَا أَكَلَ أَوْ شَرِبَ قَالَ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he ate or drank, he would say, Alhamdulillah. الَّذِي أَطَعَمَ وَسَقَى وَسَوَّغَهُ وَجَعَلَ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. All praise and thanks is to Allah, the one who has fed and given the drink, and the one who has made it good and easy for us to swallow and made a place for it to come out. And he's thinking about all of these things. And not only did he provide the food and the drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also he made it easy for one to swallow it, and it goes down the throat. And then also he made it taste good, and it's beneficial. And then the bad part, he makes it come out and go away. And all of that, we do nothing. It comes to us like this. So therefore we have to say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. The one who thinks like this and remembers these blessings, it becomes easy for him to obey Allah. Because now he'll be shy. He remembers that Allah gave him that food and made him strong with that food. And now he would be shy to use his strength to disobey Allah. Allah gave us a tongue. We should be shy to use our tongue to disobey Allah. To disobey Allah. Allah gave us eyes. We should be shy from Allah, that we will use them to disobey Him. This is the good way. If we live like this in this life, in the hereafter, we have the promise that we can see what nobody has ever seen. We can see Allah. We can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us thankful. May Allah make us thankful. So we see that this is what the Prophet, he used to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, alladhi ata'ama wa saqa wa sawwaghahu wa ja'ala lahu makhraja. This is narrated by Abu Dawood. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Anas radiyallahu anhu, من أكل طعاما فقال الحمد لله الذي أطعمني هذا ورزقنيه من غير حول مني ولا قوة غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. That whoever says after he eats, Alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks is to Allah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنِي هَذَا, the one who has given me this food to eat, وَرَزَقَنِيهِ, and provided it for me, مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ, without any effort from me or any power from me. Do you bring the chickens? Do you make the eggs come? Do you make the plants grow from the ground? No, we don't do that. Allah did that for us. We don't do that at all. Allah did that for us, whether we just have to get it, cook it, and Allah, He blesses for that. So then we praise Him and we thank Him. Whoever does this, what happens for him? غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ, whatever sins he had before will be forgiven. Whatever sins he had before will be forgiven. I want to see who has been paying attention. Not just today, in the previous classes. What does that mean? How do we understand that statement? Whoever eats and then praises Allah in this manner, that all of his sins before will be forgiven. All of his sins? Or is there a proper understanding? Only the minor sins. We have question, we have answer, mashallah. Only the minor sins. Why is that? Because the major sins have to be, you have to make tawbah for the major sins. The major sins. So all the ones that has been forgiven in this manner, and that is expiated by praising Allah like this, these are the minor sins. But as for the major sins, like disobeying the parents, as for the major sins like lying and cheating, as for the major sins that we have seen before, the worst of all major sins, what is that? Shirk, al-ishraku billah. All of these, a person has to make tawbah. Ask Allah, he has to feel bad that he did that. And he has to ask Allah to forgive him for that, and he has to stop doing that. And he has to tell himself, I'm never going to do that again, inshallah. Naam. So this is some of the manners of eating. Also, we close briefly with another manner of eating. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never found fault with the food. And he never talked bad about the food. Hayy binti. This is a good one, huh? We pay attention. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never talked bad about the food. Okay? He never talked bad about the food. Why? Because the food is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. So we don't talk bad about the blessings of Allah. But what is the matter here? How did he deal with the food sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Because not everybody likes every food. Some people like certain foods. Some people like other types of food more than others. Some people, they don't like certain foods. It doesn't taste good to them. Even in certain cultures, people eat things that might seem to be not really nice to other people. It's different from what they're used to. How do we deal with this type of food? We follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrated it, he says, مَا عَابَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ طَعَامًا قَطَّ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he never talked bad about food ever. He never talked bad about food ever. إِنْ اشْتَهَاهُ أَكَلَهُ وَإِنْ كَرِهَهُ تَرَكَهُ. If he wants the food, if he has a desire for the food, if he wants to eat the food, then he will eat it. But if he did not like the food, he will not eat it. This is the case. If we like the food, then we eat it. If we don't like the food, we don't eat it. But nobody ever says this food is bad. Some people, there's, what is that? Oh, that's bad manners. Oh, I don't even like this. That's bad manners. No, if you see something on the plate, you don't like it, okay, khalas, you don't eat it. But you don't talk bad about it. You don't say anything bad about it because maybe somebody else likes it. Or what about the person who cooked it? What about somebody who spends all this effort buying this food and then after that cooking the food and going sitting on the hot grill and going through all this effort and making the food and then they put it in front of somebody like, I don't even like that. What is this? Ew. Would that make you feel good if you spent all that time cooking that food and then somebody told you about your food? Ew. No, that's not nice. So in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us to always think about these things, not to hurt other people's feelings, especially those people who do good things for us. So therefore, if somebody makes some food for us, we don't like it, we don't say anything about it. We just don't eat it. Huh? Or if somebody says, here, go ahead. Oh, actually, I'm not hungry right now. Oh, this food right here, I don't prefer this type of food. Like this, it's okay. But we don't say, ew, this food, what kind of food is that? Where did you get that from? Oh, like this is all not good manners. This is all not good manners. We have another last hadith, and this is an example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to this, and it's from Jabir radiallahu anhu. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل أهله الأدمى فقالوا ما عندنا إلا الخل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he asked his family for some udum. Al udum is idam. Al idam, what is idam? Al idam or al udum is the type of food that you eat with bread. Any type of food that you eat with bread, this is called udum or idam. And a lot of times it's soupy. The soupy type of stuff, and that you it makes the food really soft. It makes the bread, really soft and good. And there's all different kinds, many, many different kinds of edam. And you take, you have it, and then you take the bread with it, and you scoop it in the edam, and then it tastes so good. There's many different kinds, vegetable or chicken or all different types of edam. Even vinegar is a type of udum, and that's what's in this hadith, huh? And that's what's in this hadith. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to his family one time and he asked them for some udum. He wants to eat. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, we don't have anything except for khal. Khal is like vinegar, but it can come from many different things. But it's similar like vinegar. Now it's a bit bitter, and they would take it with the bread with it and eat it like this. But it's not the best of the udum. There's other types of edam that's much more better than that. But what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He said, bring it. Da'a bihi. فَجَعَلَ يَأْكُلُ وَيَكُولُ. He started eating and he would say, نِعْمَ الْأُدُمَ الْخَلْ. نِعْمَ الْأُدُمَ الْخَلْ. He said, such a good idam. The idam, this idam, khal, oh, this is very good stuff. This is good stuff. Huh? Like this. He praised it. Even though it's not the best thing, that's all they had. But even though that's all they had, he didn't, oh man, that's all we got. Oh, astaghfirullah, we don't have nothing else. There's nothing better than that. That's all you got. Huh? That's not nice, right? Rather, to whatever one has, the Prophet, whatever he had, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'll be thankful for that. If all he has is khal, ni'ma al-udum al-khal. Ni'ma al-udum al-khal. You understand that? So sometimes people, for example, maybe ummi presents some food, and oh, I don't even like that food. Or I wasn't, oh no, I want this. Oh, I don't want fish tonight. Oh, all we got is hamburger. Man, chicken again. Like this. Like, I want pizza. We don't have pizza. Like this, that's not the way. Maybe you do want pizza. It's okay to want pizza. It's okay to prefer another type of food. But if you're served something and this is what you have available for you, you don't become upset. And you don't become, you say rude things. You just say, Alhamdulillah. Oh, this is good food anyways. This is good food too. You understand that? This is all from the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, He sent him to teach us how to live in a good way. If we follow these manners, we'll be so good, inshallah. And if we follow these manners, we'll have goodness in our homes. We'll have good relationship with our mothers and fathers and our children. But if a person, he wants to have a bad time, if a person, he's looking to have a bad life, if a person, he's looking to have trouble in his house and his family, then let him leave off this guidance. That's what happens if you don't follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You got problems all the time, trouble all the time, everything is not working out all the time. But if you follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah will put your orders, your affairs in order for you, and He will help you to make it easy for you. Even if problems come, Allah will facilitate them for you, all because you follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why do we follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So we can have a good life, because his way leads to the pleasure of Allah. We follow the Prophet Muhammad. We want to keep this in our mind. We don't want to get any confused. We follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because his way is pleasing to Allah. Because his way is pleasing to Allah. We want the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us what we hope for. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.